We're going first today to the far north, where the weather has closed multiple roads, many people are without power, and people have been evacuated from homes in Kaitaia. Kaiwo is the worst hit area from the flooding, but the council's keeping a close eye on Awanui, Moerewa, Rangiahua and Kohukohu. Far North Deputy Mayor Anne Court is with us on the line. Morena.
Good morning, Susie.
What is the current situation? It's still raining?
It's still raining. It's been steady all night.
Okay, so what does that mean for the situation that you have unfolding?
We're going to have to wait until daylight to really get a good eye on the ground. We've got our crews out and they'll be able to report back in about an hour's time. I haven't been advised of any further evacuations overnight. I have been keeping my eye on social media pages. There's a lot of reports from locals about roads closed due to flooding, slips, power lines and trees down, but I haven't picked up anything about any further evacuation. So that's a good news story to start Friday.
It certainly is, but nonetheless, when you say power out, do you have a sense of how many people are without power this morning and have had none overnight?
About 1,100 people were without power overnight. Top Energy stood their crews down at 10 o'clock last night, which is reasonable. They've been on the ground all day restoring power, and we don't want tired crews out there restoring power in the rain. That's a recipe for a disaster.
Yeah, indeed. And whereabouts are these people who don't have electricity?
Oh, it's widespread. It's right across the district in different pockets.
As for evacuations, how many people are out of their homes?
I don't have an exact number, but I can tell you that we evacuated people from Kaitaia, two roads in Kaitaia, due to rising surface water. The water hadn't inundated their homes. At that point, it was more of a preemptive strike.
Just briefly on this morning, as you are going to be dealing with this, clearly there's trouble on the roads with slips and flooding. Are you also going to be making a start on assessing homes, or are we not at that stage yet?
I'm not aware of any homes that have been inundated. The emergency centre, which is based in Whangarei, the Civil Defence, they will be collating all of that data and they'll be giving us a briefing probably before 7 a.m. on any events that happened overnight.
Now, Mihi, thank you for joining us this morning on Morning Report. Anne Court there, the Far North Deputy Mayor.